Okay, today I want to talk
امروز میخوام
about the use of the name of God.
از استفاده کلام خدا.
And I titled the sermon God's name is special.
و موضوع رو گذاشتم این که پیام نام خدا مخصوصه.
Yeah, the Bible very clearly shows us that it matters to God how we use his name.
و مهمه که برای خداوند که از نام خدا چگونه استفاده کنه.
Yeah, go to Luke chapter 11 verse 2.
فصل 11 آیه 2.
Yeah. Where we have actually Jesus giving an example prayer. And he said unto them, when you pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so on earth.
ایشان گفت هر که دعا کنید بگویید ای پدر ما که در آسمانی نام تو مقدس باد ملکوت تو بیاید اراده تو خود چنان که در آسمان است در زمین نیز کرده شود.
Yeah, so Jesus tells us, hey, pray after this matter. Yeah?
Yeah,
don't pray exactly this prayer, but pray after this matter. And it says, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Yeah?
Let your name be holy. Yeah, because your name is holy. What does the word holy mean? It means to be set apart. Special.
مخصوص.
Yeah, God's name is special. It's not common.
کلام خداوند مخصوص و عادی نیست.
Yeah, the Bible says in 1 Chronicles 16 and verse 10.
اول تاریخ فصل 16 آیه 10.
Glory ye in his holy name. Let the earth of them rejoice that seek the Lord.
We're on 1 Chronicles.
1 Chronicles 16 verse 10.
در نام قدوس او فخر کنید دل جویندگان خداوند شادمان گردد. مزمور 33 آیه
21 And there are many scriptures where it is clear that God's name is special. Yeah, there is only one name given among men.
یه نام داده شده بالای هر نامی که به وسیله اون نام نجات پیدا خواهیم کرد.
Again, the name of Jesus.
بازم نام عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, he's given a name above all names.
نامی بالاتر از هر نامی به او داده شد.
Yeah, and God's name is not to be used by us.
However way we feel like.
Now, of course, in the world,
تو دنیای امروز,
people will invoke the name of God in all sorts of improper ways.
خیلی نام خدا رو علکی استفاده می‌کنن.
In fact, it almost seems an agenda to do this.
به نظر میاد که برنامه ریزی کردن که نام خدا رو کوچیک کنن.
Yeah, you watch any of the movies?
فیلم ها رو اگه نگاه کنی میگه.
Yeah, usually, almost all the time.
معمولا 90% وقتا تو فیلم ها.
Yeah, it will use the God of name in an improper way.
نام خدا رو اشتباه استفاده میکنن.
They don't believe in God.
اصلا به خدا اعتماد ندارن.
They speak curses in his name.
اما فوش میدن در
نام خدا. And they're mocking him.
خدا رو مسخره میکنن.
Yeah? But here's it even worse.
اما بدتر هم میشه.
Because you can expect this from the world.
از دنیا میتونی توقع داشته
باشی. Yeah, we shouldn't be surprised when the world lives in sin.
اگه دنیا در گناه زندگی میکنه.
But then what should surprise us?
اما چیزی که ما رو تعجب آور
میکنه. Is that also Christians?
حتی ایمانداران مسیحی.
Will invoke the name of God in ways that are not right.
نام خداوند رو بد استفاده میکنه.
Sometimes because of habits.
بعضی وقتا عادته.
Sometimes it's a cultural thing.
بعضی وقتا فرهنگه.
Sometimes it's part of common language.
یا زبان عادیه.
Yeah, but it doesn't make it right.
و درست نیست استفاده.
Yeah, we shouldn't be throwing the name of God just around.
نام خدا را علکی نباید استفاده.
Yeah, because his name is special.
چون نام خدا مخصوصه.
And it should be treated as such.
و باید مخصوص ازش استفاده کنیم.
And it's actually a sin to improperly use the name of God.
نام خداوند را علکی استفاده کنیم.
Now, my goal today.
هدف امروز من
اینه که. Is to make you aware.
بیدارتون کنم.
Of this sin.
از این گناهی که تو
هممون هست. I encourage you to stop committing this sin.
و تشویقتون کنم که از این نام خدا لعنتی استفاده نکنید.
And you have the tendency to use
وقتی عادت کردید نام خدا رو استفاده کنیم تو مسیرهایی که درست نیست.
Now let me start with giving you just a basic guideline.
یه راهنمایی کنمتون تو جمع مسیحی.
When would you use the name of God?
نام خدا رو کی استفاده کنیم؟
Now you use the name of God when you talk to him.
وقتی با خدا حرف میزنیم نامش استفاده میکنیم.
When you pray.
وقتی دعا میکنیم نامش استفاده میکنیم. وقتی میپرستیم نامش استفاده میکنیم.
That is a right use of name of God.
نام خدا رو درست استفاده میکنیم.
We call the name of Jesus.
نام عیسی رو میخونیم. میگیم خداوندا. خدای من. سرور من.
Or.
یا میگیم.
What is also a right way of using the name of God?
We talk about him and about his things. در مورد خدا و کارهای خدا داریم صحبت.
For example. What we're doing now, yeah, we're talking about the things of God. Conversation or spirit.
Or spiritual things.
Yeah, that's a good way. Yeah, if you stick to those two, you're mostly not likely to go wrong. So how is the name used wrongly? Now let me start with the most severe way.
Yeah,
and that is where when people blaspheme the name of God.
Now,
go to Leviticus 24. Then read verses 10 till 12 and stay there. And the son of an Israelite woman, whose father was an Egyptian, went out among the children of Israel. And his son of the Israelite woman and the men of Israel strove together in the camp. And the Israelite woman's son blasphemed in the name of the Lord and cursed. And they brought him unto Moses. And his mother's name was Shelomite, the daughter of Debri of the tribe of Dan. And they put him in ward, that the mind of the Lord might be shewed them. 10 till
12.
24. 24. 24. 24. 24. 24. 24. 24. 24. 24. 24. 24. 24. 24. 24. پس او را نزد موسی آوردند. مادر او شلومیت نام داشت، دختر دبری از قبیله دان.
Yeah, so here we have the son of this woman who's named Shelomite.
And
the father is an Egyptian, it says. And there's some quarrel going on between this son and somebody else in the camp. Now, during this quarrel, this son of Shelomite, with his Egyptian father, blasphemes the name of the Lord and curses. Of course, clearly this son lacked respect for God and God's name. And of course, this might have to do something with the fact that his father was an Egyptian who didn't really appreciate the fact that he was living among God's people. We don't know that, but it specifically mentions that his father was an Egyptian.
Now,
there are people who witnessed this fact, and they grabbed this boy and bring him to Moses. Yeah, they clearly understood this is not okay. Yeah, something needs to be done about this. Yeah, so they basically bring him to Moses and say, hey, we have this guy. Yeah, they blasphemed God. He blasphemed God. What are we to do with him? Yeah, it was clear, it wasn't right, but they wanted to know exactly what God thought about this. Now let's see what God thought about this. Read verses 16. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, bring forth him that had cursed without the camp, and let all that heard him lay their hands upon his head, and let all the congregation stone him. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, whosoever cursed this God shall bear his sin. And he that blasphemed the name of the Lord, he shall surely be put to death. And all the congregation shall certainly stone him, as well the stranger, as he that is born in the land, when he blasphemed the name of the Lord, shall be put to death.
اگه خدای خود را ناسزا گوید باید متحمل گناه شود، اگه نام خداوند را کفر گوید باید حتما کشته شود، تمام جماعت باید او را سنگسار کنند، اگر کسی نام مقدس را کفر گوید باید کشته شود، خواه غریب و خواه بومی.
And it says here, the Lord spoke to Moses. God is specifically giving his comments here.
و خداوند فرمانش رو میده.
And what God says is, hey, bring him out of the camp.
بیارینش.
Yeah, let those who heard him blaspheme and curse.
هر کس صدای او رو شنیده کفر بگه و بذارینش بیرون.
Put their hands on his head and then stone him.
دستش رو بذارین رو سرش و سنگسارش کنید.
Yeah, blaspheming God under God's law.
کفر گفتن به نام خداوند.
God's righteous law had a death penalty.
خداوند و شریعت خداوند حکم سنگسار داشت، میکشتنش.
You might even think, oh, just for saying something.
فقط یکی چیزی گفت سنگسارش کردن.
Now, you might not like that idea.
شاید دوست نداشته باشی این حقیقت.
But God says this is a righteous punishment.
مجازات درسته.
For people that blaspheme his name.
نام خدا رو کفر میگن.
Yeah, not just any name.
نه هر نامی.
Not just the name of a false god.
نه نام خدای دروغین.
No, the name of the creator.
نام خدای خالق.
The name of the author of life. The name of the Almighty.
نام خدای مقدس و قدوس.
The name of the one who is all knowing.
نام کسی که همه چیز رو میدونه و از همه چیز آگاهه. و اون نام.
Yeah. Blaspheming that name.
کفر گفتن اون نام.
Had the punishment of death.
مجازات مرگ.
And that should give us a good indicator.
و این باید اعلام کنه.
That it matters to God how we use His name.
و مهمه که برای خداوند چجوری از نامش استفاده کنیم و خدا اون رو جدی میبینه.
Yeah, this was a serious matter.
و این موضوع جدی بوده.
And also notice that it didn't matter if this person was a stranger.
که این فرد آیا آدم غریب.
Or somebody from the nation of Israel.
یا یه نفر از قوم اسرائیل.
Hey, you were found blaspheming the name of God.
تو نام خدا رو کفر میگی.
That was the offense, and death was the result.
و نتیجهش همین بوده و نتیجهش به اینجا
رسیده. This is a very strong message.
یه پیام خیلی محکم و جدی است.
Yeah, and I have a feeling that they didn't have to carry out this execution very often.
و به نظر میاد که خیلی راحت زیاد عملش نمی‌کردن. کسی رو بکشن.
Parents to their kids. Hey, look what happens to kids who blaspheme God.
به بچه‌هایی که کفر میگن به بچه چه اتفاقی به خداوند چه اتفاقی میفته.
Yeah, that's a pretty gruesome sight to remember.
خیلی خطرناکه که میخوام قبول یادمون باشه.
Seeing somebody stoned.
که یه نفر سنگسار شده جلوششه.
And then of course those kids who dealt their children. We as kids saw this, don't do this.
ما به عنوان بچه ها دیدیمش این کارو نکنید دیگه. از نام خدا استفاده نکنید.
They didn't have weekly stonings for that, I guess.
فکر میکنم هفتگی نبوده که ببینن عادی شده باشه واسه شون. شوکه شده بودن.
Yeah, if you would see this once, you said, okay, we need to be careful.
فکر میکنم یه بار اینو ببینی دیگه کسی حاضر نیست این کارو بکنه.
Respect the name of God.
به خدا و نامش احترام بذارید. و خدا رو نباید کفر گفت.
Now, go to Mark chapter 3.
فصل 3.
And before you go there, by the way, what was the accusation against Jesus?
تهمت عیسی مسیح چی بوده؟
Because they wanted to stone him. They wanted to kill him, of course.
که می‌خواستن بکشنش.
An accusation was that Jesus had blasphemed.
عیسی مسیح کفر گفته بوده.
Yeah, they had trouble finding a false accusation that would stick.
نمی‌تونستن ازش یه چیزی استفاده کنن که منطقی بشه.
And they ended eventually up with accusing him of blasphemy.
کفر.
Yeah, because that carried a death sentence.
چون با خاطر کفر می‌کشته
می‌شدن. Read first from Mark chapter 3 verses 22 to 30.
Yeah.
And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem were saying, he is possessed by Beelzebul, and by the prince of the demons he cast out the demons, and he called them to him and said to them in parables, how can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and he is divided, he cannot stand, but it's coming to an end. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless the first binds a strong man. Then indeed he may plunder his house. Truly I say to you all sins will be forgiven the children of men, and whatsoever blasphemies they utter, but whosoever blasphemy against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin, for they were saying he has an unclean spirit.
کاتبانی که از اورشلیم آمده بودن گفتن که بعد زبور دارد و به یاری رئیس دیوها دیوها را اخراز می کند. پس ایشان را پیش خانده مشرها داده به ایشان رو خطور می تواند شیطان شیطان را بیرون کند. اگر مملکتی بر علیه خود تقسیم شود آن مملکت نتواند پایدار بماند و هرگاه خانه به ضد خویش تقسیم شود آن خانه نمیتواند استقامت داشته باشد و اگر شیطان علیه خود برخیزد و تقسیم شود او نمیتواند پایدار ماند و هلاک میگردد و هیچ کس نمیتواند به خانه مردی بیرومند درآمده اسباب او را غارت نماید جز آن که اول آن نیرومند را ببندد و بعد از آن خانه او را تاراج میکند. هر آینه به شما میگویم که همه گناهان از پسران آدمی آمرزیده میشود و هر پسند کفر گفته باشد. اما هر که به روح القدس کفر گوید تا به ابد آمرزیده نشود بلکه شایسته عذاب جاودانی بود، زیرا که میگفتند روح پلید دارد.
Let me read this again to you. And now come the right Bible translation because I grabbed the wrong one. Because like it didn't sound right to me and it is not right. But let me read it again. And the scribes which came down from Jerusalem said he had Beelzebub and by the prince of the devils casted he out devils. And he called them unto him and said unto them in parables, how can Satan cast out Satan? And if a kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. If Satan rise up against himself, he be divided and cannot stand, but had an end. Now man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he will first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. Verily I say unto you, all sins shall be forgiven unto the sons of men, and blasphemies wherewith soever they shall blaspheme, but he that shall blaspheme against the Holy Ghost had never forgiveness, but is in danger of eternal damnation, because they said he had an unclean spirit. Yeah. So here we have the scribes.
این کاتبان رو داریم اینجا.
They're part of the religious establishment.
یه قسمتی از مذهبیون اون
زمان. And they're blaspheming the Holy Spirit.
و کفر میگن به در
حقیقت. They're saying that the Holy Spirit that is in Jesus.
میگن روح القدسی که در عیسی مسیحه.
He is of a devil.
از شیطانه.
Yeah? They're saying that the Holy Spirit is unclean. And that's blasphemy. Now, what are the consequences for that? Yeah, basically points out that's eternal damnation. Again, we see that God takes blasphemy very seriously. Now, this is a topic that some people are very concerned about. Also Christians.
یه موضوعیه که خیلی از مسیحی‌ها به جدی
می‌گیرن.
می‌ترسن که این کفر کرده باشن.
Or that they committed sin by accident.
به تصادفی گناه کرده باشن.
Yeah, let me directly put your mind at ease.
بذارید فکرتون رو در آرامش بذارم.
Yeah, a Christian, somebody who's safe.
کسی که نجات داره.
Will not and cannot commit the sin.
نمی‌تونه و نخواهد این گناه رو کرد.
Because if a person could do that, that would mean you could lose your salvation.
اگه کسی می‌تونست این کارو بکنه، نجاتش از دست می‌رفت.
But it was very clear that you cannot.
و خداوند خیلی روشن میگه که ما نمیتونیم اگر یک بار نجات پیدا کردیم برای همیشه نجات داریم.
Yeah. بالای همه اینها I don't even believe that anybody can commit this specific sin today.
و همه هر کسی نمیتونه این گناه رو بدون انجام بده.
Yeah, because the context here is the Pharisees, the religious leaders speaking to Jesus being physically with them.
فریسیان و مجوسیان در حقیقت و کاتبان مستقیما با رو در روی عیسی مسیح yeah. و در کنارشون بودن
and,
این حرف زدن.
And accusing him for having a devil.
و گفتن که گفتن شیطانیه.
Now, Jesus is not physically with us today.
امروز عیسی مسیح جسمانی در میان ما نیست.
So my question is, how could you commit this specific sin today?
چجوری میتونی گناه رو امروز انجام بدی؟
Yeah, because it doesn't say that all blasphemy is not forgiven.
No, specifically it talks about this situation. تو این شرایط قابل بخشش.
Now, of course, the point I'm making is that God takes blasphemy very seriously.
کفر رو جدی میگیره خداوند و بازیچه نیست.
It's obviously wrong.
و کاملا اشتباه.
It's a sin.
گناهه.
And it has a punishment that is death in the
Old Testament
law. Now, of course,
as a
Christian, I hope you never do this. You never blaspheme God.
امیدوارم هیچ وقت به خدا کفر
نکنید. But that is something that you can do.
اما یه چیزی هست که شما ها میتونید انجام بدید.
Yeah, but specifically Christians can do. That is actually easier to do.
خیلی راحت میتونن این کارو کنن.
And that is becoming the cause of others to blaspheme God. How can you be become the cause?
چجوری میتونی وسیله بشی برای کفر دیگران که بقیه خدا رو کفر بگن؟
You are part of God's people on this earth.
شما عضو خانواده خداوند بر روی زمین
هستید. You are one of his representatives on this
earth. یکی از نماینده های خدا روی زمین.
The Bible talks about us being ambassadors.
ما سفیران او بر روی زمین هستیم برای مسیح عیسی.
And your actions,
رفتار شما,
yeah, your life,
زندگی شما
will reflect back on God.
نشونه خداست.
Of course, when you live rightly, when you do good, it will reflect positively back on God.
اگر درست برای خدا زندگی کنی,
when you live
درست
wrong,
عمل کنی,
yeah, when you live
خدا,
in a bad way, it will reflect bad on
the خدا رو نام خدا رو جلال میده. اگر بد زندگی کنی,
now,
نام خدا رو خراب
می‌کنی. Let me give you two examples.
میشه دو تا مثال بهتون بزنم.
Go to Samuel chapter 12.
سموئیل فصل 12.
The context here is that David has committed adultery with Bathsheba.
اینه که داوود با بتشیبا زنا کرده.
And afterwards he actually kills the husband of Bathsheba to cover up.
و بعد پس شوهر بتشیبا رو میکشه چون حامله بوده که بتونه گناه خودش رو پوشش بده.
And God sends a prophet to David, the prophet Nathan,
و خداوند
to confront David.
نیتان و یک نبی رو میفرسته که به داوود اشاره کنه که گناهش چی بوده.
Yeah, read verses 1 till 6 for now.
382.
Chapter 12.
12 1 to 6.
First Samuel. And the Lord sent Nathan unto David, and he said unto him, there were two men in one city, the one rich and the other poor. The rich man had exceeding many flocks and herds, but the poor had nothing, saving one little ewe lamb, which he had bought and nourished up. And it grew up together with him and with his children, and it ate of his own meat, and drank of his own cup, and lay in his bosom, and was unto him as a daughter. And there came a traveller unto the rich man, and he spared to take of his own flock, and of his own herd, to dress for the wayfaring man that was common to him, but took the poor man's lamb and dressed it for the man that was come to him. And David's anger was greatly kindled against the man, and he said to Nathan, as the Lord liveth, the man that had done this thing shall surely die, and he shall restore the lamb fourfold, because he did this thing, and because he had no pity.
سموئیل به تمامی اسرائیل گفت اینک هر آنچه را من گفتی چنیدم پادشاهی بر شما گماشتم اکنون پادشاهی شما را رهبری می کند اما من پیر و سپیدموی شدم و اینک پسرانم با شمایند من از جوانی خیش تا به امروز شما را رهبری کردم حال در برابرتان ایستادم آنو سیکند فرست سموئیل
سوری سیکند سیکند
دوم
سیکند سموئیل Second Samuel. Did I say first? Second Samuel.
دوم سموئیل. و اما خداوند ناتان را نزد داوود فرستاد. پس نزد وی آمده او را گفت در شهر دو مرد بودند. یکی ثروتمند بود و دیگری فقیر. مرد ثروتمند گوسفندان و گاوهای بسیار زیاد داشت. اما فقیر را چیزی نبود مگر ماده برهی کوچک که آن را خریده و پرورش داده بود و که کنار او فرزندانش بزرگ شده بود. بره از طعام او میخورد از پیالهش مینوشید در آغوشش میخفت و او را همچون دختری بود روزی مسافری نزد مرد ثروتمند آمد و او را دریغ آمد که از گوسفندان و گاوان خودش یکی را بگیرد و برای مسافری که نزدش آمده بود مهیا سازد پس بره آن فقیر را بگرفت و آن را برای مردی که نزدش آمده بود مهیا ساخت آنگاه خشم داوود به شدت بر آن مرد افروخته شده ناتان را گفت به حیات خداوند قسم که سزای مردی که این کار را کرده مرگ است چون چنین کرده هیچ ترحم ننموده باید 4 برابر ارزش بره تاوان دهد ناتان به داوود گفت آ مرد تو هستی یهوه خدای اسرائیل چنین می‌فرماید من تو را به پادشاهی بر اسرائیل محض کردم و تو را از دست شاول رهانیدم خانه ثروت را به تو بخشیدم زنانش را در آغوشت نهادم و خاندان اسرائیل و یهودا را به تو دادم اگر از این برایت کم بود پیش از اینها نیز برای بر تو می‌افزودم پس چرا کلام خدا را با انجام آنچه در نظر او بد است خوار شمردی و تو اوریای حیتی را به شمشیر زدی و زنش را برای خود به زنی گرفتی و اوریا را به شمشیر امونیان کشتی پس حال شمشیر از خانه تو هرگز دور نخواهد شد زیرا مرا خوار شمردی و زن اوریای حیتی را برای خود به زنی گرفتی خداوند چنین میگوید اینک
Verse 6. Yeah, we're going to read the rest later on. So Nathan tells David a story.
Nathan داستانی رو برای داوود
تعریف کرد. He is a rich man. He has many flocks.
خیلی گله داشته.
And a stranger comes in town.
و میان بیرون.
And the rich man wants to give a meal to this stranger.
و بهش غذایی میده برای اون.
But instead of taking one of his own flock.
اما به جای اینکه از گله خودش برداره.
He takes the one lamb for this from this poor man.
بره اون فقیر رو برمی‌داره.
David is outraged.
و داوود عصبانی شد.
It's wrong, this man must die.
اشتباه کرده و بعد اون رو بکشه.
Then comes the surprise.
و بعد تعجب داوود اینجا به وجود میاد.
Reading 7 till 13 and you can start from 11. But and Nathan said to David, "Thou art the man. Thus said the Lord God of Israel, I anointed thee king over Israel, and I delivered thee out of the hand of Saul, and I gave thee thy master's house and thy master's wives into thy bosom, and gave thee the house of Israel and of Judah. And if that had not had been too little, I would moreover have given unto thee such and such things. Wherefore hast thou despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight? Thou hast killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and has taken his wife to be thy wife, and has slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon. Now therefore the sword shall never depart from thine house, because thou hast despised me, and hast taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be thy wife. Thus said the Lord, Behold, I will raise up evil against thee out of thy own house, and I will take thy wives before thine eyes, and give them unto thy neighbor, and he shall lie with thy wives in the sight of this son. For thou didst it secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel and before the sun. And David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said to David, The Lord also hath put away thy sin, thou shalt not die.
خداوند چنین میگوید اینک من از میان اهل خانت بدی بر تو خواهم آورد زنانت را در برابر دیدگانت گرفته به همسایت خواهم داد و او در روز روشن با زنان تو خواهد خوابید زیرا تو در نهال چنین کردی ولی من این کار را در برابر تمامی اسرائیل را و در روز روشن خواهم کرد آنگاه داوود به ناتان گفت به خداوند گناه ورزیدم ناتان به داوود گفت خداوند نیز گناهت را زدوده و نخواهی مرد اما چون با این عمل خود سبب گشته ای که دشمنان خداوند او را کفر گویند طفلی که برایت زاده شده به یقین خواهد مرد سپس ناتان به خانه خود رفت
God tells him of basically God tells him, you are the king of Israel. I've given you everything you want, and you cannot keep your hands from your neighbor's wife.
He's
committed adultery. And then he covered the consequences with murder. And he tells him there's consequences to this. He will not die, but there's severe consequences to him and his family. But now listen to how this ends.
Read verse 14.
Yeah, because there's wider consequences than just David committing the sin.
بیشتر از اونه که داوود فقط اون گناه کرد.
How it?
دوم سموئیل 12:14.
Because by this deed thou hast given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme. The child also that is born unto thee shall surely die.
چون با این عمل خود سبب شده که دشمنان خداوند او را کفر گویند طفلی که برایت زاده شده به یقین خواهد مرد.
Notice that the actions of David reflect on God.
نتیجه داوود شهادت خداوند رو بد کرده.
He tells them, you as king of my people.
تو به عنوان پادشاه قوم من.
You with your deeds.
به خاطر با رفتارت.
Have given occasions to my enemies.
اجازه دادی به دشمنانم.
To blaspheme.
که کفر بگه.
Yeah, all the people will say, look at this king.
نگاه کنی به این پادشاه خدا.
Look how he conducts himself.
ببین خدا چگونه گندی زده.
If this is how the king conducts.
اگر پادشاه خدا اینقدر گند میزنه.
Yeah, that their God appointed.
پس خدا اون رو انتخاب کرده.
I don't have to do anything with
God. من نمیخوام خدا رو بشناسم.
Yeah, and they're mocking and blaspheming God.
و خدا رو کفر میگن و به خدا میخندن.
Yeah, of course, we never want to be guilty of blaspheming God.
ما هیچ وقت نمیخوام عملمون باعث کفر خدا بشه.
We also want to be guilty.
اما ما نمیخوام.
Being the cause of others to blaspheme God.
کف گفتن بقیه بشه.
Because you live an ungodly lifestyle.
چون زندگی پر از گناه داری که بقیه اطرافیانتون به خدا کف میگن. به خاطر گناهی که تو زندگی داری.
Go to Romans chapter 2.
میان فصل 2 رو باز کنی.
And read verses 19 till 24.
تا 24. رومیان 2.
And art confident that thou thyself are a guide of the blind and light of them which are in darkness and an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, which has the form of knowledge and the truth in the law. Thou therefore which teachest another, teachest thou not thyself. Thou that preachest a man should not steal, dost thou steal? Thou that sayest a man should not commit adultery, dost thou commit adultery? Thou that abhorrest idols, dost thou commit sacrilege? Thou that makest thy boast of the law, through breaking the law, dishonorest thou God. For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles through you, as it is written.
21-24. و از زنا کردن نهی میکنی؟ آیا خود زناکار نیستی و از بت‌ها نفرت داری؟ آیا خود معبدها را عبادت نمیکنی و به شریعت فخر میکنی؟ آیا به تجاوز از شریعت خدا را اهانت نمیکنی؟ زیرا که به سبب شما در میان امتها نام خدا را کفر میگویند چنان که مکتوب است.
That's a Paul's writing here to the church in Rome.
پولس رسولان برای کلیسای
رومی. And he's basically telling him, hey, you're a bunch of hypocrites.
متظاهران.
Yeah, your testimony.
شهادت شما.
The way you conduct yourself.
روش زندگیتون.
It's causing people to.
باعث میشه مردم دنیا که خارج از کلیسا نام خدا رو کفر بگن.
Yeah, the obvious lesson here is that.
درس اصلی من اینه که.
It matters how you live your life.
مهمه که زندگیتون چگونه باشه.
Because your life reflects back on God.
نشون میده که خداوند.
Because we are His children.
ما فرزندان
خدا. We are His peculiar people.
ما قوم مخصوص خداوند، کاهن اعظم او هستیم.
Yeah, but when we go out,
کاهنان او هستیم.
And call ourselves Christians.
ما میریم بیرون و خودمون رو مسیحی میکنیم.
And get drunk in the bars.
بعد میریم اونجا مست میکنیم
تو باره. When we commit adultery.
و بعد میریم زنا میکنیم.
When we are caught in all kinds of sin.
و کل گناهایی که همه بیرون ما رو میبینن.
People will look at us.
و مردم به ما نگاه میکنن و میگن به خدا نگاه میکنن و کف بر اون خدا تو.
Yeah. How we use God's name.
نام خدا رو چجوری استفاده
yeah.
میکنی.
It's a serious matter.
مهمه.
Go to Exodus chapter 20.
خروج فصل 20.
There's not a way we can use the name of God in a way that is not right.
استفاده کنیم جوری که درست نیست.
This is something that you might even be aware of that you do.
شاید بدونین که عادی براتون و انجام میدین.
Yeah, go to Exodus 20 verse 7, which is basically the third commandment. Yeah.
فرمان سوم خداوند.
Where it says, "Thou shall not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain." For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain.
نام یهوه خدایت را به ناشایستگی مبر، زیرا خداوند کسی را که نام او را به ناشایستگی برد بی سزا نخواهد گذاشت.
Yeah, so of course this is part of the Ten Commandments we read.
قسمتی از ده فرمان خدا.
And it says thou shalt not take the name of the Lord
thy God. نام خدا را بی دلیل استفاده نکنید.
And of course this is also not something you want to be guilty of.
و شما هم نمیخواید اشتباه بکنید.
Yeah, God has given a summary in 10 commandments of his law.
کل شریعتش رو 10 تا نکته خلاصه کرده.
Many more things in the Bible that God
has given.
Here we have some of the basics.
یکی از اصلای اوله.
And here is one of them, and don't take the name of God in vain.
نام خدا رو الکی استفاده نکنید.
It includes a remark on how we are to use his name.
و اینه که چه جوری باید از نام خدا استفاده کنیم.
Now some people will lump this commandment in with blaspheming God.
بعضیا این فرمان رو با کفر یکی میکنن.
Yeah, oh, this is what it's about.
این به این معنیه.
But using the name of God in vain is a little broader than just blaspheming his name.
نام خداوند رو برای علکی ناسزا گفتن یا کفر گفتن
فرمان. It's using
میکنن.
God's name in a way that doesn't show the right respect.
یعنی خداوند رو نامش یه جوری استفاده میکنیم که ارزش جلال خدا رو
it
نداره.
It is using the name of God in a way that his name is like any other name.
مثل بقیه نام ها.
Yeah, it's making his name common.
نام خدا رو عادی کردن
که
جمع بشه.
Which is the exact opposite of what we read before.
اون چیزی که قبلا خوندیم.
Yeah, because how were we to pray?
ما چگونه باید دعا کنیم؟
Yeah, we prayed, "Hallowed be thy name."
نام تو مقدس باد.
Yeah, your name is holy.
نام تو مقدس خداوند.
Yeah, your name is set apart.
نام تو پر از جلال مخصوص مخصوصه.
Yeah, it's not just like any other name.
نه هر نام علکی، بلکه نام تو مخصوصه.
Now, not using God's name in vain.
نام خداوند
is not using His name in all kinds of situations.
اینه که علکی نام خدا رو تو هر شرایطی
استفاده نکنیم. Where we're not talking to God.
با خدا صحبت نمی‌کنیم.
Or talking about the things of God.
یا در مورد خداوند و کارهای خداوند صحبت کنیم.
So how can we do this?
و فقط از نام خدا استفاده می‌کنیم.
How shouldn't we do this?
چجوری این کارو نباید بکنیم؟ اما چجوری انجام میدیم تو جمعمون؟
How can we make the word of name of God common?
چجوری نام خداوند رو عادی
کنیم؟ Let me give you an example.
مثال بزنیم.
I have heard in this church.
توی این کلیسا بارها شنیدم.
And of course, I heard it also outside the church, even more.
And
that is people saying, "Oh my God!
Oh my God!"
Yes, exactly. Yeah, yeah. They see something.
Or you say something.
Something happens.
And
the first thing comes out of your mouth. Oh my God!
Oh my God!
They're not talking to God.
They're
not talking about the things of God.
They
just throw the name of God as some expression.
Now,
that is making the God, the
name
of God, common.
معمولی کردیم.
That is using his name in vain.
نام خدا را علکی استفاده کردیم.
Now, if you recognize this in your life right now,
اگر این عادت شماست تو زندگی شما,
you're violating the third commandment.
سومین فرمان خداوند رو داریم, گناهی هست که در زندگی
شما. And you need to get a habit out of your life.
باید یواش یواش عادت کنیم و اینو از زندگیمون بیرون کنیم.
And of course, it holds also for all the variants of it.
و جورای دیگه هم استفاده میشه.
Yeah. Some people will don't say oh my God, but they will say OMG.
بعضیا میگن OMG. Yeah.
And of course, that's the same thing because it points to the same thing.
OMG, yani
and yes, oh my gosh, yeah,
oh my gosh,
it's exactly the same thing because you're replacing God with gosh. Let me give you a definition of gosh. Yeah,
from
the dictionary. Yeah, a mild expression of surprise or enthusiasm, as to be put in place of God. Particularly a fear of saying the Lord's name in vain. Yeah, because it points to the same thing. Yeah, we shouldn't be using the name of God
or
his name in a way that is in vain. Just not throwing it out there.
علکی نفرستیمش نام خدا رو.
And of course, we shouldn't be invoking the names of false gods either, by the way.
حتی نام خدا را علکی نباید
استفاده کنیم. Not because those names are special.
نه که نامشون مخصوصه.
But because you're a Christian.
مسیحی هستی. نه که یا ابوالفضل.
یا علی.
یا علی.
Don't call the name of Islamic prophets, yeah.
No,
don't
do that.
Yeah. Or in the name of Allah. Yeah, because it's part of your language. Yeah, because it's part of your language. Yeah, those names are not special, but you're a Christian.
Yeah, Allah.
Yeah. Now, let me give you another example. Another example where people, Christians, can use the name of God in vain.
Yeah,
you're working with wood, you're having a hammer, and you hit your thumb. Now, what do sometimes people say? It's not, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's one of them. Another one I hear often is Jesus. Yeah? Or an expression of disgust.
Americans say God D.
Yeah.
In a place where people usually would use some bad word, now they fill in the name of God.
فوش میخواستم بدن حالا به جاش نام خدا رو میگن.
That is naming. That is using the name of God.
نام خدا رو علکی استفاده کرده قد. از ته قلب میخواستی فوش.
Of course, if you watch television.
وقتی تلویزیون نگاه میکنی.
Which is not healthy for you.
که خیلی برات سود نداره.
Yeah, the television you can call it.
میتونی بگیم تلویزیون خالی بودن.
You will hear.
صفحه خالی.
You will hear the name of Jesus often involved.
نام عیسی رو انقدر میشنوی.
When something bad happens.
وقتی اتفاق بد میفته.
Yeah, in a movie or something like that.
The film.
Yeah, it's always interesting.
خیلی جالبه.
You never hear Buddha or you never hear Allah.
It's always Jesus.
Yeah, the name of the, oh, Jesus. They're taking the name of Jesus in vain. But again, if this is a habit in your life,
yeah,
you need to get rid of it because it's not right. Yeah, we as God's people need to have a proper respect for the name of God. And not just throw out his name, whatever location
it
is. Yeah. And when I hear Christians do this,
Jesus. انگلیسی‌ها آمریکایی‌ها خیلی از کلمه عیسی استفاده می‌کنن. هر اتفاق بعدی که میفته میگن او جیزس، جیزس. مثلا دستشون آخ می‌خوره به جای که بگن آخ میگن جیزس.
خب منظورش با عیسی یا با خداست.
نام عیسی خداوند دیگه، نام خداوند رو استفاده می‌کنن.
Yeah. And frankly, when I hear Christians do this.
وقتی مسیحی‌ها رو می‌شنوم که از نام عیسی علیه استفاده می‌کنن.
I cringe from the inside.
از درونم نفرت دارم.
And what make me even more cringe from the inside.
از درونم که بعضی وقت اتفاق میفته
اینه که when Christian tells jokes about
God.
I even have heard missionaries do this.
And
I'm embarrassed for them.
But
let me tell you this cool joke.
Yeah.
There was this guy.
He was
talking to God, telling him this and that. And God says this and that. Yeah, that's a really bad thing. And I think really.
واقعاً با خدا جوک میگی؟ Yeah.
Don't you understand what it means to not take the name of God in vain?
نفهمیدی نام خدا رو علکی داری استفاده میکنی؟
Yeah, don't you think this is making the word the name of God common?
آیا فکر نمی‌کنی کلام خدا رو عادی کردی و جوک میگی در موردش؟
Yeah, it's not right.
درست
نیست. Yeah. It is a sin.
گناهه.
Yeah, so don't do that.
پس این کارو نکنید.
Yeah, and don't send those jokes around on your phone.
جوکارم تو تلفناتون پخش نکنید. حتی نگفتینم فقط پخششون نکنید.
Yeah, and when you hear people do that, don't start laughing.
وقتی میشنوین جوکارو فقط نخندید.
Instead, stop them doing that.
جلوشو بگیری.
Yeah, I never laugh when people tell jokes
like
the
مردم جوکی در مورد خدا میگن و گریه کنیم به جای خندیدن.
I tell them it's wrong.
میگم اشتباهه.
In their face.
تو صورتشون میگم.
I tell them they're using the name of God in vain.
نام خدا را علکی استفاده کردی.
Yeah, so what's the conclusion?
نتیجه من چیه برای همه؟
We are to give God's name God's personal proper respect and reverence.
و نام خداوند رو مقدس بدانیم.
We are to use his name in a proper way.
و نامش رو جوری که لایقش است.
And there are actually wrong ways in which we can invoke the name of God.
هست که نام خدا رو به شلکی استفاده کرد.
Yeah, like I said in the beginning, when we use the name of God,
نام خدا رو استفاده میکنیم.
It should be used with a certain purpose.
با یه هدف باید استفاده شه.
Either we talk to him.
یا با خدا حرف میزنیم.
We pray, we worship him.
یا دعا میکنیم، میپرستیمش.
Yeah, we address him directly.
مستقیم بهش میگیم.
Or we talk about him.
یا در
we talk about spiritual things.
میکنیم یا چیزهای روحانی.
Yeah, outside that, don't just throw the name of God all around.
فقط نام خدا رو هر جا دلتون میخواد پرتاب نکنید.
Yeah, let's close with Psalm 105 verse
3. مزمور 105 آیه 3 آخرین آیه باشه.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deed among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wonderful works. Glory in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord.
نام خودتو فرض کنید دل جویندگان خداوند شادمان گردد. آمین.
آیه 4 هم بخونید. خداوند قوت او را بطلبید.
قوت او را بطلبید. پیوسته جویای روی او باشید. آمین.
Yeah, we call on him. We sing praises to him.
بپرستیمش. دنبالش روی او باشیم.
Yeah, his name is
نام
holy.
نام او مقدسه.
It's special.
مخصوصه.
Amen.
آمین. آمین.